Hi, welcome to today's PartnerNet Partner Spotlight Podcast. I'm Brett Daly, your host, and we're happy to have with us today Derek Rodner from Enterprise DB. This is a continuation of our series with our Market Start partners. Again, you can always look at the Market Start partners at novell.com/marketstart. I mentioned that we have Derek Rodner. He's the Director of Marketing for Enterprise DB. And before we jump in and talk about your solution and what you're offering our solution provider community, why don't you introduce yourself, Derek? Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing now with Enterprise DB.
I'd be happy to, Brett. Thank you for having me. My name is Derek Rodner. As you mentioned, I'm the Director of Marketing for Enterprise DB. Prior to joining Enterprise DB, I guess it's easiest to start from the beginning. I was in the ERP business for about 8 years. During that time, I also started my own company, which I sold off in 2002. After that, I worked for Unisys for 4 years, where I moved from their enterprise server division in marketing over to their Linux and open source program, and I helped craft their open source messaging and their Linux messaging as they moved into that area. I was also the chairman of the Open Source Development Labs, the OSDL marketing board for their data center Linux subgroup. I was the first elected chairman of that board. And I joined Enterprise DB in April of this year. I'm very happy to be with them. And I am responsible for most of their marketing related to the product itself, Enterprise DB Advanced Server, as well as some of the other facets of marketing within the company.
Okay, great. That's very interesting. In fact, Novell is very involved with the Open Source Development Labs as well. And we're happy, again, to have you here. Let's go ahead and talk about Enterprise DB from an industry perspective. What's the problem that Enterprise DB as a company is looking to solve for our customers and the solutions that our solution providers can take forward to their customers?
Absolutely. Enterprise DB was founded in 2004, actually in stealth mode. We're a venture capital funded company, and we came out of stealth mode in 2005 with a product based on PostgreSQL. PostgreSQL is the world's most advanced open source database. It's been around for many years, actually. On July 8th and 9th, they're celebrating their 10th anniversary with a summit in Toronto. But what Enterprise DB has done has taken, we've taken PostgreSQL and added Oracle compatibility features and extensions to it to make it Oracle compatible. In today's market, if you look at the industry, the database market itself, it's really dominated by three major players. Those players are Oracle, Microsoft with SQL Server, and IBM with DB2. And if you look at that market space, Oracle owns over 80% of the database market on Linux. And the overall market in whole is owned by Oracle as well. So what we're trying to do is offer, if you will, a second source for Oracle compatibility. So for customers that are feeling the pain, if you will, of the Oracle database licensing and maintenance fees, we offer an alternative that is Oracle compatible, but at about 20% of the cost of an Oracle database.
Gotcha. So that gives us a good overview there. Can you give us a little bit of history about Enterprise DB as a company?
Well, certainly. As I mentioned, we've been around since 2004 in stealth mode. We sort of came out of the closet, if you will, in 2005 and announced the beta of our first product, Enterprise DB Advanced Server. That was May 2005. We have since released multiple releases on top of that, and we had our first release candidate of Enterprise DB Advanced Server 8.1 Release 2, which is a mouthful, but that was this week. That was our first release candidate for our second release. And this particular release adds an Oracle Migration Toolkit to it, some performance enhancements, including Dynatune. We also have the Oracle Browsing and in-context debugging, as well as some other new features as well. So over time, we've been growing significantly. 2006 was our first year for actually doing sales, and I'm very happy to announce that for the first quarter and now for our second quarter of sales, we've actually beaten all of our board commitments so far.
Well, congratulations on that. That sounds great. What things am I seeing as a customer that would cause me to investigate Enterprise DB offerings?
Well, if you look at some of the CIO concerns today, security is one of them, of course, as is better productivity. But one of the issues that many CIOs are facing today is balancing the cost and the risk associated with their IT departments. CIOs and IT directors are constantly being forced to to lower their budgets, to cut back on their spending. And if you look at many of the IT departments out there, especially within, say, the Global 2000, those customers spend a significant of their IT budget on the Oracle applications and Oracle databases. And they're looking for alternatives to reduce the cost of those Oracle databases. So Enterprise DB has come along with this product that allows them to take any application that was written for an Oracle database and migrate it over pretty seamlessly to Enterprise DB. So it allows them to get off of an Oracle database, move to Enterprise DB, and do it at a significantly lower price point.
Derek, tell us who the typical target customer for your solution is.
Well, that's an interesting question. When you first look at it, at first glance, you say, okay, anyone that's running Oracle is definitely within our target market. Anyone that has, especially, you know, for people that are running Oracle Express, that's a free version, free as in, you know, it's freely downloadable. But when you get into Standard Edition and Enterprise Edition, the costs get pretty prohibitive for that database. So in general, that is a broad target market and appeals to many different verticals and many different industries. However, having said that, we've seen certain areas where the pickup of Enterprise DB has been much greater than in other areas. You may be familiar with Sony Online Entertainment. They recently announced that they would be kicking out Oracle across the board, and they would be implementing Enterprise DB. Sony Online Entertainment makes massive multiplayer online games. They have a couple of games that are pretty famous. One of them is EverQuest. The other one's called The Matrix, based on the movie. In that market, what I would call new media, any companies that are delivering a product or a service through the Internet seem to be very interested in Enterprise DB. In addition, energy is another area where we've seen significant pickup, as well as in the financial markets. So those are a couple of the areas where we're seeing significant pickup. But again, as I said, it sort of appeals to a broad market and a broad industry.
What opportunities are there for resellers to work with you? Do you have a reseller community that you work with now? Are you in the mode of building that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We do have a pretty significant partner ecosystem that we've built. Novell is obviously one of our major partners, and we're happy to have them aboard. Through Novell and the MarketStart program, we have offered for all of the Novell resellers an opportunity to participate with Enterprise DB sort of in an indirect fashion. The benefit of Enterprise DB to a reseller is that when a reseller is offering a solution or a product or a service to their clients, many times they have to also include an Oracle database as well. And that makes the price of their solution to be sometimes very prohibitive. By simply inserting Enterprise DB as the alternative in there, they can simply lower the price of their solution or lower the price somewhat, but bring the margin up that they can make on a particular solution. In addition, for resellers that don't resell Oracle but have to actually say, okay, here's the solution. You know, it runs on Novell SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 9 or 10, and it runs on Open Enterprise Server, but it needs to have an Oracle database. You need to go get that separately. There's a potential for resellers to lose account control. And by bundling Enterprise DB in their solution, they don't have to worry about the potential for losing account control. So I think there's a couple of benefits there that are good for resellers, for not only Novell resellers as well as our own.
So, Derek, you already mentioned the commercial version of Oracle, and there are other open source technologies at play in the same space as you do. What's the tipping point for a reseller to look at Enterprise DB and decide they want to work with you as a company?
Well, I mean, you can look at two different areas, if you will. First, you could look at some of the other open source databases that are out there today. You have MySQL, and Ingress is out there as well today. MySQL is an excellent database, but it's really excellent at read-only transactions. That's where it was designed. That was its foundation and its heritage, if you will. And no one will argue the business model that MySQL has, and no one will argue that MySQL owns the web and the edge infrastructure. However, what we're looking at is the enterprise space, the mission-critical, high-performance, high-transactional environments. In that space, there really aren't any other database players that can really fit that need. If you look at, on the other hand, the Postgres community, many companies will say to us, well, we could just go download Postgres and use that ourselves. And we hear that not only from partners and resellers, but also from customers as well. And the question we simply pose to them is, well, are you in the database business? Do you want to pay to have a developer and a DBA on staff to do the support of that database. We're in business to be the database support company for not only Enterprise DB Advanced Server, but for Postgres as well. And incidentally, Enterprise DB is actually now the world's largest Postgres-focused company. We have well over 100 employees, of which 70-plus are devoted to our technical employees, engineers, et cetera. And we are the highest, the largest company in terms of revenue on Postgres. So if you're going to look for Postgres support, the optimal choice, the only choice out there today really is Enterprise DB.
Derek, tell me, what are the most common questions that you hear from your potential customers?
Well, apart from the technical questions about Oracle compatibility, the features that we have, the different pieces of Oracle compatibility, which include stored procedures and triggers and packages and blobs and clobs, all different nuances of the technology, there are two main questions that we get asked. The first one is, and I alluded to this earlier, is why should we pay you for support when we could go download Postgres? And that's really a question that a customer that's not interested in the Oracle compatibility features would ask us. And the simple response to that is, well, are you in the database business? Do you want to pay developers and DBAs to support it, or do you want to pay a far less amount of money to Enterprise DB, where our business is enterprise support and Postgres support, and we can do that for you? The other question we get asked frequently is simply about the company. Because we are a startup company and fairly new in the mind of our customers, there are some questions regarding that. And the simple answer to that is we are a startup company only in terms of our sales and marketing. The technology that we're based on, Postgres, has been around for 20 years. So the technology itself has a very long heritage and a pretty strong pedigree of customers. Exxon, the National Weather Service, et cetera. There's a whole list of them, and it goes on and on. So we're only new from a sales and marketing standpoint, and the database itself has already been proven in mission-critical enterprise-class environments. I'd say those are the two main questions that we get.
Very good. So as a reseller works with you, do you offer discounts, and are you running any special promotions for resellers at this time?
Yes and yes. We do have a standard reseller program, and as I mentioned, for Novell resellers, it's sort of an indirect program. They just need to come to us and let us know that they are a Novell reseller. And the standard reseller discount is 20%, and that is across the board for all resellers. However, there are certain resellers that have asked that they're willing to do first and second level support, and the discounts will change based on the amount of support that they want to do internally. In addition, we have sort of a summer sale for Novell resellers only, and this does not apply to the general reseller market, but only to the Novell resellers. We are offering a 40% discount from now through the end of the summer. And that's for deals that must close by, I think we must be alerted to the deals before September 1st, and the deal must close before the end of the year. So that's a special discount just for Novell resellers.
Oh, that's great information. So how best does a reseller engage with you and get started, learn about that promotion? Is there a landing page on your website that's specific to them? What's the best way to go?
There, unfortunately, is not a landing page yet on the website, but there is the Novell webinar that we did a couple weeks ago is available on your website as an archive. In addition, if anyone would like to get in touch with us, simply shoot an email to myself or anyone at Enterprise DB, and I can get you all the information, all the collateral, and get you up to speed so that you can go ahead and start engaging your customers.
So, Derek, you just mentioned that you did a webinar for the Novell resellers, and I want to make sure that the resellers understand that they can get that webinar, they download the seminar presentations and a Q&A document by visiting the Market Start page. Again, that's www.novell.com/MarketStart. Derek, hey, we really want to thank you for being with us today. We want to thank our reseller community for tuning into the podcast. Again, I'm your host, Brett Daly, and we look forward to bringing more Market Start partners and Partner Spotlight podcast to you. Thanks, and everyone have a great day. Welcome. Hold on. All right. Say again. Now I can. All right. Hi, welcome to today's Partner Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Daly, and today we have Derek Rodner, the Director of Marketing from Enterprise DB. Again, this is a continuation of our podcast with our Market Start partners, and we'll go ahead and start with Derek.